From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting mixed messages from the United States to North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump, in the midst of an exchange of bellicose threats with North Korea, declared Wednesday that the United States' nuclear arsenal is now far stronger and more powerful than ever before. In an early morning tweet comment, Trump said that his first order as president when he took office in January was to renovate and modernize our nuclear arsenal. He said that hopefully we'll never have to use the power, but there will never be a time that we're not the most powerful nation in the world. Trump's latest assessment of the country's potent military strength came a half day after he issued a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they'll be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. However, his top diplomat, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, sought today to downplay those threats that Pyongyang and Trump have leveled at each other in the aftermath of new UN sanctions.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has now issued his own sharp threat to North Korea, saying the regime should cease any consideration of actions that would, quote, lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.